All right, one place where we are sure to see a spike in car sales this month is Pierce, Nebraska. An unusual car auction will take place there in a few weeks. It's being called the White Whale of Classic Car Collections. With more than 500 classic automobiles for sale, many of them with fewer than 10 miles on the odometer. The cars all come from one man. Ryan Robertson of NET News reports.
In the northeast corner of Nebraska, an old car dealership long closed is generating a lot of buzz. Inside this old brick building, under layers of dirt, sit a dozen classic cars. A 1978 Chevrolet Indy Pace car, black with racing stripes down the side. There's a 66 Bel Air sedan, the name of its color, Tropic Turquoise. And there's more, lots more.
This is a new 1964 Impala. And if you wipe away the dirt, it's shiny underneath.
That's the auctioneer Yvette Vanderbrink. She says even though this car is almost 50 years old, it's still brand new. In a few weeks, it will join more than 500 others at the auction. As many as 10,000 enthusiasts will swarm to Pierce, overwhelming the town of about 1,700.
You know, we've had calls from China, Iceland, Finland, Norway, Germany, all over the world.
That's because finding cars in this condition is unheard of. It's the holy grail for collectors. Some cars still have the plastic on the seats and the price sticker on the window. The old Impala would have sold for around $3,000 in 1964. It could now be worth 40 times that.
I would not be surprised to see him break six figures.
Jim Pickering is the editor of American Car Collector, a publication covering car auctions around the world. He says many of these brand new cars still have the original oil in their engines.
These are cars that were basically taken from the dealer and shoved out back and have been sitting ever since they were brand new. And that just flat out doesn't happen. You know, this is kind of urban legend material.
95-year-old Ray Limbrecht is the man behind the legend. Under his business model, he wouldn't sell trade-ins or last year's model once the new ones came out. He closed his dealership in 1996 and is just now selling off his collection. But only 25 of the more than 500 cars were stored indoors. The rest were taken here to a field and left outside for decades. Row after row of rusted out chassis show the effects of being left to the elements. One Chevy Deluxe from the 1950s even has a 20-foot tree limb growing out of the bumper. To the right collector, though, they're still valuable.
And that's why we're not washing them, and we're not getting them running, because we'll let the collector decide what they want to do with them, because they are true survivor cars.
Rich Callender plans to bid at the auction. His brother bought a new Chevy Impala Supersport from Ray Limbrecht in 1964.
He came back with stories just unending about all the new cars he had here back from the 50s and maybe even some 40s vintage cars even back then.
Callender eventually sold his brother's car, a decision he still regrets. But if Callender takes home one of these cars, he'll likely have some stiff competition. The website cataloging the cars already has more than 1 million hits. Auctioneer Yvette Vanderbrink says many living in Pierce are shocked at how much interest these old cars are generating.
To one person that isn't familiar with the hobby or collecting cars, you might look out there and say, that looks like a bunch of junk to me. But to a collector, it's a field of dreams.
A field of dreams sown with American steel. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Robertson.